Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll go live now to Chicago, site of the DNC, where we find Karen Travers, who was watching the Obamas take center stage last night, making a public appearance, rallying everybody. How did the crowd receive the former president and former first lady?
Oh, you can imagine. It was a big, big reception for the Obamas last night. The crowd was on their feet for several minutes when they both had come out, each of them delivering their speeches. And as they finished up, I mean, they know how to give a speech. They're pretty good at this. And last night, it was their attempt to make the case for Vice President Harris and also really lay in hard on their criticism of former President Donald Trump. So it was like a 1-2 punch of Michelle and then Barack Obama. The former president's speech was very broad. It was kind of a classic Obama speech, echoing his message of hope and change. He talked about a return to an America where people can work together and look out for each other. And, you know, just because you disagree on things, you can still find some common ground. He did that, interspersed that with some very tough criticism of the former president. But Michelle Obama's remarks were a very fiery call to action and a much sharper, I think, criticism of the former president. And, you know, she said it was personal for her and for her husband. They know something about Donald Trump's approach to political criticism and, you know, making, she said, he tried to make people fear us. And she also said, though, that people can't get complacent, that this is a close race. And she is telling them this is an official ask. She said, Michelle Obama is asking you to go out and do something.
Karen, when I hear Barack Obama up there, I almost think he's like the Democrats' equivalent of like a closing pitcher in baseball. Like he's sent in to like kind of seal the deal. How important is it to be up there for him to be up there? Pretty lengthy speech reinforcing his endorsement.
Yeah, I mean, it's big. He said literally the phrase, you know, the torch is passed. It was certainly kind of the bridge from the tributes to Joe Biden on Monday night to now this look forward at the future with Vice President Harris and Governor Tim Walz. The former president did talk about Joe Biden for a short bit, talking about their relationship, talking about his consequential presidency, but then it was all about looking ahead. And I think, you know, this lays the groundwork for what they would do on the campaign trail. We haven't seen a lot of them. That's by design. Their focus and their thought process on this is to maximize their appearances out there on the campaign trail. So we won't likely see them until after Labor Day. And then they're expected to do events for the Harris-Walz ticket. But last night, it was very clear what type of message they would put out there going after Donald Trump. And you think about this from a campaign perspective, to have two people like that who have such star power in the party, very popular, you know, people, like I said, were just, you know, on their feet, enthusiastic, to have them to be able to go out and make that really tough, critical campaign against Donald Trump, that frees up Vice President Harris in some ways to not have to do that message every single day out there. She can focus on herself.
Karen, thank you for the time this morning. Enjoy the rest of Chicago over the next couple of days. We're going live to the DNC every single morning.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.